But your final trial came. And when she started torturing you, something snapped in a way I couldn't explain. Only that seeing you pleading and screaming undid me, it broke me at last. And I knew as I picked up that knife to kill her. I knew right then what you were. I knew that you were my mate. And you were in love with another male and had destroyed yourself to save him, and that I didn't care. If you were going to die, I was going to die with you. I couldn't stop thinking it over and over as you screamed, as I tried to kill her. You are my mate! My mate! My mate! But then she snapped your neck. And I felt you die. And this beautiful, wonderful thing that had come into my life, this gift from the cauldron, it was gone. In my desperation, I clung to that bond. Not the bargain. The bargain was nothing. The bargain was like a cobweb. But I grabbed that bond between us and I tugged. I willed you to hold on, to stay with me, because if we could get free, if we could get free, then all seven of us were there. We could bring you back. And I didn't care if I had to slice into all of their minds to do it. I'd make them save you. You'd freed us with your last breath, and my power. I wrapped my power around that bond. The mating bond. I could feel you flickering there. Holding on.